Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
93.3 FLZ.
She gives the best advice. It's time for the Joe Show to Ask Ashley.
All right, if you ever need advice, Ashley has it. Alana, good morning.
Good morning.
I'm going to take a step back. You and Ashley can talk. What's going on?
So, I'm not completely sure, but I think I caused one of my best friends to lose her job.
Ooh, that's not good. What happened?
So, we were having drinks a few weeks ago, and it just really seemed like she was having a bad week. And so, like, my other friend and I thought it would be really, considerate and funny to put a little party favor in her drink. And then she got randomly drug tested at her work and lost her job this week.
And has she called you guys about it? What has she been telling you?
I think she just told us that she lost her job, and like, she's pretty straight laced, and so I don't think it would have been anything outside of us. I don't think she suspects us, so I don't know. I'm wondering if we should come clean about it, or like if we can kind of keep quiet. I know she's just really upset and confused right now.
That is tough. Oh my goodness. I mean, if I'm thinking, if this is my friend
group, I think
group,
you should be honest about what you would do.
Yeah, I would be honest. Like, if I would. If this is my
friend,
if I'm with Ashley and Manavia, and me and Ashley put a liquid edible or whatever in her drink, and she got fired, I would have to tell her. I would feel so bad. It would eat, like, some things you take to the grave. Don't get me wrong, but this right here, you got to tell her to say, hey, you have to just be extremely apologetic. Say, hey, I am so sorry. We thought we were helping you out. I mean, we know what you do for work. We didn't think that you would get randomly drug tested. Let's be real. Who's still randomly drug testing their employees? And you could say, like, do you remember the night we had? I'm pretty sure she had a great night. She was relaxed. She wasn't tense. She, you know, wasn't thinking about work. But you have to be honest, because you just said she's somebody who doesn't necessarily do these type of things. So it's probably going to come back and to you guys. She's like, wait a second. I was hanging out with two people who do indulge in this kind of activity. Did y'all do something to my drink? Did you guys feed me something? And then you're going to feel extra guilty. So by being honest, you may still have a friend. If you're not honest, you may lose a friend. So just give her a call. Have your other friend with her. And just be extremely apologetic to the point where you're like, we'll help you find another job. You might have to pay her cell phone bill too, low key. I'm not even lying. If she lost her job, that's insane. But it also goes to show, like, some people have weddings. Like, I'm going to a wedding in October, and the girl wants to have edibles, but she doesn't want to tell anybody. I'm like, you can't do that. You have to let people know when you're giving them some type of, I don't know, weed. You have to let people know when you're putting weed in the food or in the drink. You got to let them know. So you got to be honest. Like I said, some things you take to the grave. Some things, you know, you got to be real about, especially when this is your real friend. If this is just some girl hanging out at the party, I'm like, oh, whatever.
Alana, Alana, hold on one sec. You mind if, Alana, can I keep you on for like two more minutes? Because there's actually someone that wants to talk to you, and they don't necessarily agree with Ashley. Their name is Heath.
Okay, Heath, what's up?
Well, here, hold on one second. Hold on. Hey, Heath, I'm getting word from Jed that you are very, very, very passionate about this. You think that this is not good advice?
I think that is bad advice.
Here, hold on. This is what I want to do. I got to play one song, and then I'm going to have Heath and Alana, you both can talk. And 800-409-9393. So, one more time, could you just explain the situation?
Yeah, Alana had a girl's night out with a few of her homegirls. She ended up putting an edible or some liquid weed and the friend's drink, and the girl lost her job after she got drug tested. And you she wants that, to know if she should tell her friend and be honest or take it to the grave. I said, let your friend know you are the reason she lost her job.
All right, Heath disagrees with you. We ask Ashley for a reason. I think Ashley's advice is always fantastic. But if you agree or disagree, 800-409-9393. I say we talk more about this, okay? We're live, Tampa Bay's number one and only hit music channel, 93.3 FLZ. Alana, I can tell in your voice that you really do feel bad about this.
I feel so bad.
Yeah. And Ashley, help Alana out real quick. What exactly happened? Alana, stop Ashley if she's wrong on anything.
Alana, excuse me. That's gross. Alana was hanging out with some of her girlfriends. One was kind of tense and stressed out, so she decided to give her maybe a fun gummy and put it in her drink. The friend ended up getting drug tested at work, lost her job. She's freaking out now, and Alana is the reason she lost her job. She wants to know if she should be honest with her friend or not, and I said, yes, let her, your friend know, like, hey, we gave you some marijuana.
Alana, do you like that advice?
I mean, I feel like that's the right thing to do. I just don't know if that's going to help her at this point in time.
So, I think that that advice is very good. Now, Heath does not.
What's up, Heath?
Well, I think it's a little too open and raw right now. I mean, that could be like friendship ending. I would definitely not tell her. Maybe like down the road, be like, hey, I got something. I
What's down the
you.
Road? A year? 2 years.
Maybe once she gets another job.
Or like right before she dies, like on her deathbed, be like, oh, yeah. Hey, by the way.
But you do agree, you would be honest eventually.
Oh, I would, but I just think it's a little too raw right now. I mean, think about it. That could literally probably be friendship ending. I mean, what happens if this is a job that, you know, was her career, she went to school for, and you know what I mean? That's tough.
It could also mean when she gets this new job and she finds out that, you know, her friends did this to her, she could still not want to be friends with them because she's like, wow, you guys, we went this long and you didn't tell me?
Yeah, and not to be like a liar, be like, listen, we may or may not have been the reason you got fired, you know? We're not 100% sure, but...
Oh, yeah.
Why not just blame someone else?
Heath, have you been in this situation before? Have you done this to a friend?
No, I've never roofied somebody.
All right.
Well, I'm sorry. Yeah, no.
They weren't taking
roofies
advantage.
Are Rohypnol. That is
specific. They weren't taking advantage of her.
No, I know, but I mean, well, kind of. I mean, she didn't know.
I will say, well, no, but it's not, that's like, that's roofing. Yeah. Roofing is one specific thing. I will say I've done this to Jed plenty of times.
Jed loves it, though.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's just kind of, that's kind of like what we would do to each other. Like, Jed has done it to me a billion times, too. It's not even like we would know what we're getting ourselves into. It would be like, hey, you want to have, like, an edible tonight? Yeah, absolutely, I do.
Then the next morning, I'd wake up and say, why is my butt hurt?
No, stop it. It's 7:35 in the morning, guys. Stop it.
He was well with that.
Stop it. But, you know, it would be like, hey, can I just get 10 milligrams? And it's like, yeah, absolutely.
And then 40.
You put a zero at the end of it, and he's like, why do I feel this way? And I go, oh, I miscalculated. That's 100 milligrams.
My head.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think that, like, as friends, we screw around with each other. Now, granted, we work in radio. You could do a whole bunch, and no one's going to... If they drug tested, I think that definitely all of our salespeople would be fired. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. They're the only straight-laced people.
Or you'd get more ratings. Who knows?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't know. We might be the case study of why we shouldn't be taking it with our ratings. Heath, we'll talk to you later. Alana, I think that you take Ashley's advice, right?
Yeah, you should.
Yeah, I feel like that's the right thing.
And let me know how it works out.
Yeah, let us know. Let us know.
I'll be your friend if she doesn't want to be your
friend.
Alana,
thank you for calling in. To everyone calling in, thank you so much. There's a lot of people, by the way, now that Alana's gone, that want her arrested. But let's keep it light this morning. Three things to know what Joe is
saying. Yeah, Jed already
took it there. No going to jail.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.